One of my best friends said that three words, or they're not words, they're phrases, but he said three words, but he should have said three phrases, describe how he's felt his whole life. Left out, looked over, and less than. Now understand this, church, for the historical context, that if you were left-handed in a right-handed tribe, they didn't let you serve in the military, except in a special position. And it wasn't the best position. So imagine all the times that Ehud got looked over, left out, and felt less than. And the Israelites cried out to the Lord, and he gave them, verse 15, please, he gave them a deliverer from a place they weren't looking. He gave them what they had looked over. He gave them someone who had been left out. He gave them what they considered less than. And we regard Christ according to the flesh, we miss his glory, because God will always wrap his favor in flesh. And when we look for God to do something only from the right hand of what we consider a blessing, we miss what's on the left every time. I'm trying to say, God's trying to give you stuff, but you're watching the wrong hand. You're waiting for everything to go right. But sometimes God wants to bless you from the left. Now do you see why I invited myself to preach this message? Because it's been 18 years they've been struggling. And 18 years they've been suffering. And for 18 years, God has been blessing this ministry. And for 18 years, it was nothing but his hand that kept us going. For 18 years. And then they cried out. And God sent them a blessing from the left. So watch what happens when he goes. The Israelites sent him with tribute to Eglon, king of Moab. And I want you to picture this in your hand, because this loner called a loser, looked over and left out. This loner called a loser, looked over and left out. That's not always just the way people talk about you. Sometimes that's the way you talk to yourself. This left-handed warrior, this left-handed judge, he takes the tribute to the enemy king. But verse 16 says something kind of interesting. Now, Ehud, the left-handed deliverer, had made a double-edged sword about a cubit long, which he strapped to his right thigh under his clothing. So we call this conceal and carry, all right? Not making a political statement. This is just, you know, they would have canceled the Bible. Isaiah would have got canceled. Paul would have got canceled. Jeremiah definitely would have got canceled. Some of the prophets were walking around naked. Cancel, 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 cancel. Some of us have cancel culture in our heart. And anything that doesn't look like, oh yeah, I'm coming for him this morning, mama. I'm coming for him on my 18th birthday. I didn't come here just to blow a kazoo. I came here to break a chain. Because every once in a while, you have canceled out something that God came to give you, and you keep canceling. He carried a weapon in to deliver his people. And it was, first of all, it was concealed. Everybody say concealed. He put it under his clothing. Watch what he did. Verse 17. He presented the tribute to Eglon, king of Moab, who was a very fat man. I didn't call him that. The Bible did. Don't cancel me. Cancel Judges. He was a fat man. You couldn't even read the Bible if it was written today. He was a fat man. So Ehud presented the tribute. Here's your stuff. We hate you. 18 years of slavery. Keep going. And he sent the rest of them on their way, because sometimes you got to do what God gave you to do and nobody's going to get it, but you still got to do it. So he sent them away and they carried it out. But on reaching the stone images near Gilgal, he himself went back to Eglon and said, Your Majesty, I have a secret message for you. And the king said to his attendants, Leave us. And they all left, and Ehud then approached him while he was sitting alone in the upper room of his palace and said, I have a message from God for you. And the king gets up from his seat, stop, knowing nothing. Because if they came in from the tribe of Benjamin, they were probably searched for weapons. But the warriors always carried their weapon on the opposite leg that they intended to draw it from. So if you come in here from a right-handed tribe, we're going to check your left thigh. But God told him to strap it to the right one. That was the unchecked leg. That was the one nobody thought to look for. That was the thing that they didn't even see as a threat. That was the thing that snuck in unexpected. There are some of you who are in here today, and you are checking the wrong leg. You are checking the wrong source. You are checking the circumstance. But God, when he gets ready to deliver his people from 18 years of captivity, he uses somebody who can conceal, everybody say conceal, the weapon on his right leg. Why his right leg? Verse 21 tells us, because when the moment came, Ehud reached with his rejected hand, with his weak hand, with his left out hand, with his looked over hand, with his less than hand. You keep thinking God is going to use your special strength. He's going to use your secret weakness as a secret weapon. And old fat Eglon never saw it coming. Oh, Eglon, he didn't check that right leg, did he? And verse 21 says he took that sword that he made himself from his right thigh, boom, plunged it into the king's big old king hippo belly. Walked out, blew a trumpet, got 10,000 Moabites dead, and the land had rest for 80 years. Why? Why did God give them the victory? How? How did God give them the victory? It was from something concealed. Not only was it concealed, it was crossed. It came from the other side, which was the right side. You don't get it. You're the right one for this. And what you think is wrong with you is what makes you right for this. Hey, work on yourself. Get yourself better. Do what you can do to increase your strengths. But know in the meantime that you serve a God who gave a victory to a nation over an 18-year problem, and he used a left-handed warrior that nobody saw coming. So turn to your neighbor and say, look to the left. Because it's going to come from in this season an unexpected place. It's going to come from in this season an unexpected blessing. It's going to come from in this season an unexpected experience. It's coming from the left. It's a concealed weapon. Everybody say concealed. And he crossed it. Everybody say crossed. But I got to show you one more thing. Not only was it concealed, and not only was it crossed where it came from the other side, but the Bible says that this dagger, this sword, in verse 16, was about a cubit. And I had to look up. I'm just being honest. I don't remember. They taught to me probably in seminary, but I forgot. I had to look up. How big is a cubit? Actually, what I Googled was, how big is a cubit in American? I don't want no meters. What, I look like international anointing? No. How big was the instrument that ended 18 years of oppression? And Google told me something. And God told me something. And Google told me that a cubit is 18 inches. I said, what now? We're celebrating 18 years. 18 years, and on his 18th. No, that's another Bible verse. 18 years of captivity ended. with 18 inches of faith? So you mean to tell me that for every year they were oppressed, Ehud made a weapon an inch bigger? An inch for every year. An inch for every year. Do you know how long 18 years is? That's as long as my oldest son has been alive. Do you know how long 18 years is? 18 years is 72 summer, springs, winter, and falls. That's 18 years. 18 years is a long time. Is 6,574 days. That's 18 years. That's 157,788 hours. That's 18 years. That's 9,463,280 minutes. And all of a sudden, 10 million minutes of oppression ended. 18 years of oppression ended because of 18 inches in the left hand, not the right hand. So God said, on this 18th year anniversary of Elevation Church, what do you have in your hand? It's enough. Years is long, 18 inches is short. But isn't this what God always does? To use the small thing to take down the big thing? Isn't this what he always does? Taking the mystery of the gospel to mystify the scholar and the wisdom of this age, to confound it, to be brought to naught. So I came to remind this church that God called me to pastor this year. This is a church that believes in 18-inch miracles. Hallelujah, Jesus! 18 inches is all it took for 18 years to come to an end. 18 inches. They say, that the greatest journey and the longest trip in human experience is 18 inches from the head to the heart. These numbers are approximate, but the truth is very relevant, because some of you are 18 inches away from faith. Isaiah said, I know he called me in my head. I know he chose me before I was born. But sometimes my heart gets discouraged. And I say to myself, I spent my strength in vain. It was all for nothing. Have you ever felt that way? I feel that way sometimes talking to you. But I have to remember now, and you have to remember, 18 inches takes time. And some of the things that you believe in your head haven't made it to your heart yet. And when they do, when you really believe that I'm not less than, I'm left-handed. They say I'm weird. God says I'm wired by him, the master workman. And if I can find a way to preach to you over the next few weeks as I launch my book, Do the New You, I'm going to try to get you to see that God has brought you to this moment of your life because you are a weapon in his hand to do good for his kingdom. So the next time you feel like Isaiah, and you feel concealed, and you say, God, I can't see how it's going to work out, and I don't see how it's going to happen, and I don't see why I have to go through this. Remember, it's concealed, but it's not canceled. It is still active in your life. And this weapon of the double-edged sword of the Word of God is in your hand today. For Isaiah said, and I echo, yet what is due me is in the Lord's hand. Stop looking at how small it is in your hand and start realizing how powerful His hand is. He's got you in His hand. Church, He's got us in His hand. I've seen it in the baptism tank. I've seen it in the boardroom. I've seen it at the bottom. I've seen it in the breakthrough. I'm still in His hand. And if you know you're in His hand, lift your hands and give Him praise.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.